It is about 5 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock news. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are at the River Street Marina in Port Huron along the Black River. The International Antique and Classic Boat Show is this weekend. It's today and tomorrow. So I'll tell you what, take a long lunch, take a day off today. Come on down and take a look at some of these beautiful boats. You can come down tomorrow as well. The local chapter has been planning this for the last couple of years and has really been excited about it. And this is what all that planning comes down to is this week. Leroy Stevens joins us right now. Lee, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Paul. This has been just a great weather, great week. The first part of the week, we had the boaters that wanted to come early and do pre-events. We boated down to St. Clair, down to Algonac, to Harson's Island. But the greatest event was we took 16 cruisers up to Lexington. The lake was perfectly smooth. We had 130 people on the boats, and they had a great day. It just cruised up. You know, these are big boats, so they cruise slower than our little speedboats. But we've had both. So you need to come down and see them. We have over 200 boats here. We've never had anywhere near this many, and they're from all over the country. Some very famous boats. There's one here that Garland Barta owned one time. So some kind of really historical boats you're going to see. And be sure when you come, ask the boaters. They love to talk about their boats. So as you walk along, ask them, hey, what's your boat? What engine? They'll love all that.
All different kind of boats. Like you said, some smaller cruisers, some slower boats, some larger boats, and then some really fast boats, too, some speed demons out here.
Yes, we do. We have some what's called Gold Cup racers, and they have a G on them. So if you look at the side, they'll have a big G, and they have a number. And that means they were raced in the Gold Cups, which were the big races back in the 20s and 30s. And that's where Gar Wood really became famous. And we have Gar Wood's boats here. We have Miss America 10 and Miss America 8, which are two of his broke world speed records. And there's some in the water here today that are not Gar Wood boats, but they're Gold Cup race boats. So they're 70, 80 mile an hour boats, which is amazing for 1930.
Wow, that is amazing. Just to, I mean, think about it, 200 of these boats all in one place at one time. This is highly unusual.
And I have a boat here. I have the Wave Trotter here, but it's not in the show. We're giving free rides tomorrow from 11 to 2, I believe. So come on down, and we have about 10 boats that are giving rides, and we're doing that. And they're all mahogany boats, all beautiful boats. They all ride nice. We're going to take you out in the big river, give you a 20-minute ride or so. So come on down. It's free. And enjoy that tomorrow, Saturday, from 11 to 2. The rides.
These people that are here from all over the country, really, this week, have really felt welcomed, haven't they?
Yes, they have. The community has been so into this. We all have these pins on all the restaurants and bars. We actually had a couple of nights where we didn't provide dinner so they could go downtown and have dinner. We have boats from Maryland, Long Island, New Hampshire, out west some. I mean, it's just amazing how people will trailer the boats a long ways to be here. So it's a once in 10-year thing. So, and our community, the support of the community, the foundation and North Star Bank monetarily, but all the downtown people have done so much. The restaurants, the stores are all open. We've had a trailer came in with a flat tire and Bell Tire took care of them. So we've really had a good response from the community.
You said that a lot of these boats have been trailered in this week, but I understand that there is a boat here from Florida that rather than being trailered up from Florida, they cruised up on the water. Is that right?
Yeah, you talk about fun. 3 years ago, he's a member of the Michigan chapter, but he lives retired and lives in Florida, has a 64-foot Trumpy. A Trumpy is a boat that a company that built big yachts back then, and this is an old Trumpy, a wooden boat. And he said, I want to bring it up, and he did. And it took him 4 months to get up here, and he came from Naples, Florida. It's right on the dock, right behind the fire station. Beautiful old boat. I got to ride on it up to Lexington, and it's just gorgeous. He's giving tours of it, so come on down and take a look at it. He's so excited to have his boat up here. Ed Adler is his name, the owner. And he's just really excited, and it came all the way from Naples. We're excited that a Trumpy would be here. They're very rare boats today.
Well, we're going to try and find it and talk to him about that and about his ride up here and some of the other folks here. We're here for a couple of more hours yet. And of course, the show is today and tomorrow all day. Come on down, and I think you're going to have some real fun down here, aren't you?
Yes, you are. We're having fun. I've been down here since early yesterday, early today, but it's been so much fun. So come on down. All right.